This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Today, we're honored to welcome back to our studios Sweet Honey in the Rock. For more than 35 years, this a cappella ensemble has been entertaining and inspiring audiences through the strength of their songs and the sweetness of their voices. They are currently on tour, and we are delighted to have them join us again in honor of their 35th anniversary. With us are, and I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves so you can hear their voices individually. They are...
My name is Aisha Khalil.
Izai Maria Barnwell.
Louise Robinson.
Netanju Bolade Cassell.
Carol Millard.
I'm Shirley Childress.
And they are back here in NPR's Performance Studio for a welcome back, ladies.
Thank you.
That's great.
So before we talk about what you've been up to since we saw you last, how about we start off with something sweet? what shall we hear?
Something melodic.
Yes, what shall we hear?
Well, why don't we do Give Love?
Sure.
From the new album?
Actually, this is the new the latest recording that we have.
All right, let's hear it. About it? Carol,
Natanji, why don't you tell us about this song?
Tell us about this song.
This song is part of a whole suite of music that we put together for Alvin Ailey, American Dance Theater. And we spent our last seasons performing with them, doing this music that we created. And so the whole piece is about family and relationships and all of that. And this is one of the songs that we brought together for this.
And they choreographed the ballet to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, which you can see on YouTube. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Can
I say
that? You can see it live on October 23rd
in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's why we're singing that one for our anniversary concert this year.
Aisha, I wanted to ask, do I have this right? You used to teach dance. Do I have that right?
Yes.
So what was it like for you, having worked in both genres, to see this collaboration?
It was wonderful. It was a little disappointing for me because I'm having some problem with my hip. And so I couldn't move as much as I would have liked to. You know, I would have liked to have been taking the company class and, you know, doing all that.
But I was going to ask about that. Did you want to jump out there?
Well,
I do in my seat.
I kind of held in there, yeah. I kind of hung in there the best way that I could.
So it was a little bittersweet.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Shirley, I'm glad to see you. We didn't get to visit with you when the group was last here. And I did want to, for those who cannot see your beautiful art form, you are a sign language interpreter. And I wanted to ask, how did you come to this role and how do you go about interpreting this music for those who cannot hear it?
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Sweet Honey started working with sign language interpreter with Dr. Izai Barnwell. And through the vision, I think, of Dr. Bernice Johnson-Regan, who saw Dr. Barnwell singing and signing and said, my gosh, she sounds terrific and she looks terrific and she's signing and this message encompasses all people, all humanities. And I work as a sign language interpreter professionally, and it happened in being at the right place at the right time and meeting Dr. Barnwell, and she said, hey, I can sing and I can sign. I can do both, but it's hard for me to do both at the same time simultaneously.
And to interpret different voices and five different musical lines, et cetera,
exactly.
And hold my own. No, no, no.
So it was being where I was supposed to be with having the right skills and talents and being on time.
Mm. And speaking of being on time, Izai, where was my invitation when you performed at the White House?
Girl.
It somehow did not arrive.
It didn't get to you?
We
have to talk to the post office.
Exactly.
So sorry.
Which is my way of pointing out that among the other things you've been up to since we saw you last is that you were invited to perform at the White House.
Yes, the first concert.
The
in
first
the new White House.
In the new Obama administration.
Woo!
Now,
you
are no stranger to honors in this group, but Izai, may I ask, what was that experience like?
You know, it was wonderful. I really had secretly wanted us to sing at the inauguration.
No, it wasn't secret, Izai.
No, that wasn't what I said. I had secretly. And then I tried to make it known.
Yes.
And then I had to release it because I realized I didn't control it, no matter how hard I tried. And I tried hard.
Mm-hmm.
And when I released it, like in about 2 weeks, there was this call.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, we were supposed to be there. Now, it was a grand celebration. It really was. We were there with this new administration. The First Lady had invited 200 school children to come to the White House. Their excitement, our excitement, her excitement, it was just all too much. And we met a number of people. One of them was Admiral Roshan, who is the head usher at the White House, and heard the name, although we were in another room, of a staff member who had been working there for 51 years. And just there was history and there was the future coming together in this amazing way all at the same time. And we sang what we wanted to sing, no questions asked. We had a wonderful time. There was a beautiful program mm-hmm. with all the lyrics. The children turned pages trying to see where we were. It was lovely. It was lovely.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're so glad that you agreed to come by and see us after being in such high cotton.
How else are we going to tell the world about what we did?
What did you just say?
After being in such high cotton.
I never heard that before.
You never heard
that? I've never heard that.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We are enjoying a special performance and visit with members of the group Sweet Honey and the Rock. They are celebrating their 35th anniversary.
Can we make a little correction?
Sure. Yeah.
We're actually starting our 36th year. We celebrated our 35th year on the tour with Alvin Ailey. And it was their 50th and our 35th. And so now we're actually exiting 35 and entering 36.
Yeah. Well, we are women, so I thought we would shave a little bit.
All right.
We should have shaved it back.
Well, make us 30 then.
25.
25. Give us all a little more time.
Do you want to sing something else?
This is another tune from Going Grace. Gong, king, king, gong, gong, king, gong, gong, king, king, gong, gong. Gong, king, king, gong, gong, king, gong, gong, king, king, gong, gong.
We come by grace and by leaning on who we are, holding to what we've been and what we can be. Some paths we take mislead us, let face will tell us what goes round, comes around and round and back again. Round and round and round and inside, the cycle of life is turning spirit. Guide us, we come, by the grace of God we go. What vision guides our journey? Who do we call upon? Mercy to survive, hold on to thrive, gaining in strength, growing in wisdom, each breath a miracle, each beat a heart, sunset, touch and let go again. Hold on, don't hold back. Round and round and round inside, the cycle of life is turning spirit. We come, by the grace of God we go.
This story born of fire, some parts will ride the air. This earth will keep us grounded. Water will tell the tale. Existence will save us. Protection, unconditional comprehension. Keep your head to the sky,
so you don't fall. Perfection is the only sweet direction. Courage it takes to see the truth is the way to be free.
Meaning, breathing, living and dying, giving, forgiving, open your eyes to the light that keeps on moving, moving, living on the edge, clinging to the future. We keep holding, holding on, letting go, holding on, letting go. Arms entwined, step by step by step. This story takes life.
This turn in spirit, guide us, we come, by the grace of God we go.
I know people always want to know this, but what is the secret, do you think, to hanging together as a group? Now, you do have change within the group.
There have been 23 different women who have been in Sweet Honey in the Rock since 1973. And I think for all of the women that have been in Sweet Honey, there is a level of dedication and commitment to the music, to the women who are in the group, to the work that the group tries to do, to the mission of Sweet Honey in the Rock. And I think it takes a lot of sacrifice and a lot of offering of your time and your talents and your mind and your spirit and your body. And I'm tired just talking about it.
And patience.
And patience.
Patience.
And
with
patience.
Each other.
Yeah. Mm. And I think we're the six of us are, we really understand that we have to continually trust one another and trying to let go and hold it all together all at the same time, if you know what I mean, Michelle.
Do you have meetings?
Oh, honey, do we ever.
We meet.
We excuse my English, but we be meeting.
Louise.
You know, when I was raising my daughter, and I still am, I guess. She's a grown woman, and I have a grandchild. You know, I would say, well, I've never been the mother of a 10-year-old before, or I've never been the mother of a 15-year-old before. Mm-hmm. So I think what happens in this group, we've never been people in Sweet Honey for 36 years before. Mm. So every year can bring new things in. You know, Sweet Honey started when people were 20, as young as 18. Mm-hmm. So you've gone through a whole lifetime, you know, through marriages, relationships, children, grandchildren. So we're constantly changing it.
Do you think that Sweet Honey will be around for my children?
How old are they? Kids?
Six. Have you started yet?
How old are they?
We hope maybe your child will be a Sweet Honey.
There you go. Oh. Yes, we need the next generation. We're looking for replacements.
Do you think
so? Exactly. People are going to be emailing and sending CDs and... calling up.
Send them to...
Do you think,
well,
do you hope,
we have
Carol?
Some other... We have some ideas. about what we might want to do down the line, consider doing, and we will hold on to those ideas for now.
Over the years that the group has grown, we feel that this is an institution. So if that is the case, it has to be preserved as an institution and continued as an institution. And so that's why we do think about those children who are coming up in the world now. We want to have music for them. We want to welcome them to the world, caution them about the world, teach them about what's in the world, bring them into the broader audience of adults. And we are thinking about how it is we as women will continue the group as we begin to move and change. So, yes, we're thinking about that seriously.
Well, happy 35th, going into 36th, year 36, to Sweet Honey in the Rock.
Thank you.
You're just in the prime. You know what they say, 30 is the new, what?
Oh,
what is
honey,
it?
20 is the new embryo. 20,
yes, exactly. Thank goodness. Is there one more song you'd like to share with us before we let you go? Thank you so much for spending this time with us.
Oh, we're happy to be here. Thank you, Michelle.
Ready?
Yes.
Stand for freedom, freedom till it comes. Stand for freedom, freedom till it comes. Stand for freedom, freedom.
Aisha Khalil, Ezi Barnwell, Louise Robinson, Nitanju Castle, Carol Maylart, Shirley Childress, Sweet Honey in the Rock here in Studio 4A at NPR's headquarters. For more on Sweet Honey, including a video from their previous performance here at NPR, please check out our website at npr.org. Sweet Honey in the Rock. Thank you so much.
Let there be peace on earth. Let the moment be now. Let every man and woman understand their power. Let there be peace. Let there be peace. Let there be peace. Let there be peace. Let there be peace on earth and let it extend to every border near and far. Restore peace again. Let there be peace on earth. Let this be the day when all humanity will raise their voices to say, let there be peace. Let there be peace.
That's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.
Let there be peace.